Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. I'm about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. In recent years, I've talked to lots of churches about their vision. It's really important for any organisation to be inspired by a clear and captivating vision for the future. The vision keeps us going when life is dull and hard work, and it keeps us heading together in a definite direction. But time and again, I've sensed that the vision that churches often have is for getting back to how things used to be. A church I once worked with had memories of the time when all 1,200 seats would be filled for the Sunday evening service. By the time I met with them, they'd shrunk to a small community of about 50 people, and they longed to put the clock back to the good old days. In many ways, this was very understandable, but Isaiah tells us that God doesn't want us to be taken backwards. His vision for us is to head on a new journey to a new place. In this chapter, Isaiah speaks about the Exodus. This was a turning point in the life of the people of Israel. After 400 years in Egypt, during which they'd lived as slaves, God had set them free by bringing them miraculously through the Red Sea on dry ground. They'd had a supreme experience of God's salvation. But in this passage, Isaiah tells them to forget about it. He doesn't want them to dwell on the past, because his intention was to do something completely new. Wonderful as the Exodus was, God had no intention of doing a repeat performance. He wanted to lead them on an exciting new journey. During these days of Lent, we have a wonderful opportunity to look to God and to ask him to reveal his plans for our lives. And whatever our futures look like, you can be sure that they won't be a repeat of the past. Let me pray with you. Loving God, help us to keep our eyes fixed on the new things that you're wanting to do in our lives. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.